financial purpose only and should not be construed as investment advice regarding the purchase or sale of securities, options, futures, forex, or any instrument of any kind. I'm pretty sure everybody knows by now, if you have been trading for a while, that trading involves a high level of risk and may not be suitable for all investors. You could lose money. So before deciding to trade, you should carefully consider your objectives, your level of experience, and risk appetite. Individual performance depends upon each person's skills, time commitment, and effort. Results may not be typical, and individual results will vary. You must do your own research and make your own trading decision. With us today, we have Harry Boxer. He is our first presenter, we're very excited to have him on our ninth edition of the show. So, Harry, thank you so much for accepting our invitation, and welcome to 2020 Best Trading Strategies. If everything is all set on your side, I see your slide is already sharing it on the screen. You have the mic.
All right. Thank you, Annika, and thanks for having me as well. Always a pleasure to be here and looking forward to today's presentation. And I just wanted to say thank you, everybody, for being here early, especially everybody on the West Coast. It's 6 a.m. here in the Los Angeles area where I reside. Folks, I wrote a book 5 years ago called Profitable Day in Swing Trading. The reason I wrote it is because I just felt that I had a lot to share. I wanted to write it, though, in layman's terms. So I have published a book. You can get it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Basically, it's about profitable day and swing trading using 1 minute charts on day trading and 5 and 15 minute charts on swing trading. And I found that over the years, and I've been doing this for 60 years. I'm 73. Most people can't believe the energy I have for my age. I think that just goes along with being a hyper or ADD, whatever you want to call it. But I love this stuff, and I get up every day before 4 o'clock in the morning in Los Angeles. I'm on my side by 4:15. And one of the things I pride myself in is hard work and strongly educated and very, very experienced. I invite everybody to come into my site, but I want to get this out of the way. I believe that you'll find that if you spend 2 free weeks in my site, no credit card needed, you'll find it very elucidating, very educating, and a lot of people are able to make enough money in just in a free 2 weeks that they can pay for the first year or two of my subscriptions, which is quite reasonable. Let's move on. My philosophy is about this. In 2000, when the market crashed, I decided that overnight risk was too much for me at that point, especially with markets having the volatility they had. I used to trade just daily charts, but I drilled down and looked at 1 minute and 5 minute and 15 minute charts, and I noticed that the same patterns form in all time frames. If you read Technical Analysis of Stock Trends by Edwards and McGee, which is considered the Bible of technical analysis, you'll find that those patterns that they showed in that book, which were originally written in 1948 and revised 11 times, all those patterns are true today, and they hold true, and they are legitimate. And the reason that happens is because they're still humans, and there's still human emotions involved, and those patterns develop in certain volume around them. And so I decided to, after using those for a period of time and being very, very successful at it, 1 minute intraday charts can be extremely valuable in day trading. I'll show you lots of examples. But basically, it's a combination of price and volume surges. When I see price moving and volume moving at the same time and breaking out of certain trading ranges or consolidation patterns or continuation patterns, whatever you want to call it, that's where you can catch big moves in a market. Not only intraday, but a lot of times we'll see something on an intraday basis that is exploding or breaking out. And when I look back on a 15 hourly or daily chart, you'll see that it's breaking out of a very key base, a very key congestion or consolidation zone, and triggering a move that goes for days, weeks, and even months and years. We had stocks a year or two ago that are now up more than 1,500%, obviously with the bull market we've had. So let's start off and talk about what I look for. When you prepare for the trading session, you need to do one of two things. Do your homework or come into my site, because I do the work for you. I analyze patterns from the previous trading day, because if a stock closes strongly and sets up a pattern that may follow through the next day, we want to know about it. But I will say this, 90%, if not more, of my trading ideas every day come from my pre-market research. I come in the morning after making my coffee and my English muffin. I'll basically get on a site for an hour before I even, share anything with my people. And I go to NASDAQ.com, I'll go to briefing.com, which is my main news source, and I'll see stocks that are gapping pre-market, and I'll look up reasons why. Now, I'll tell you one thing, folks, that I want you to know up front. I'm a technical analyst. I believe that technical analysis is near a perfect science. It's the people that are involved who are interpreting it that screwed up. I think that if you, and of course it doesn't work 100% of the time, but I would say 75 to 90% of the time when I see a certain pattern developing, it comes to fruition. So this is why when I'm looking in the morning pre-market, I want to see stocks that are gapping. I want to see stocks that are gapping up at least 5 to 10%. 3 to 5% is minimal. I want to see a stock at pre-market is trading enough volume that it's more than the average volume for the day normally. And basically I want to see 5 to 10 times normal volume, even in a pre-market. Now, if it doesn't get that much, you just want to see something that's maybe in the top 10 pre-market gappers. Those usually go on what I call my focus list. After doing research for about an hour, I then go on and do my live webinar pre-market with my people, and I'll go over my focus list and I'll show them all the charts pre-market, what they're doing, what kind of volume they're getting, what kind of patterns are forming. And I will drill down that focus list to buy alerts, and the ones that aren't buy alerts, they'll remain on the watch list for the early action. A lot of times a stock that's moving pre-market, if like a biotech or some kind of tech stock that's gapping up will gap and crap or pop and drop. And we want to basically wait for the early action to see what develops after the opening. A lot of my guys trade pre-market. If I show them a pattern that popped and it's forming a coil or a flag pre-market, oftentimes that thing will pop and extend and run in the hour and a half before the market opens. And they've made some great trades even before the market opens, which most people find astounding. But there's so many people that don't trade pre-market. They're afraid of it. Yes, the spreads are bigger. Yes, the action is more volatile. But I will tell you this, if a stock's trading multiple times its average daily volume in pre-market, those pre-market patterns can be traded. And oftentimes when I get on, normally about 5:15, 5:20 in Los Angeles or 8:15, 8:30 Eastern, I will do about an hour online going over all the charts. And then I'll take a break and come back before the opening and review those charts so you can see if anything's developed since I took my break. So in the morning, my routine basically consists of looking for stocks that are trending, popping, running. And then we want to see what the first pullback looks like. We want to see what the early action looks like. Is the stock going to explode or is it going to like maybe pop and then pull back and form a pennant, a coil, or a flag? Now, these are the three principal patterns and they're all similar. They're consolidation patterns and are also considered continuation patterns. So for the most part, those patterns are the ones that I look for because invariably three out of four times, those patterns, when they develop after an early morning or pre-market pop, will trend the stock all day. Let's show you a couple examples. In the case of WUBA, this is an unusual example, but I want to show it to you. The stock gapped right in there. Do you see it, folks? And ran up and formed a little pennant or wedge, whatever you want to call it. Now, in this case, you're disappointed, but not out. And here's why. The stock popped to the prior high, couldn't get through, backed and filled, and just went sideways into the coil. But what happened on a coil? And this is typical of a coil pattern. When a coil, which narrows and narrows and narrows, gets very quiet. Look at these little bars. You see them in here? Barely trading more than a penny or two in that range. And the volume is almost insignificant.
Okay, Harry, we're not seeing the charts. Sorry to interrupt.
Got it.
Okay.
Hold on.
Sorry. Okay.
You should bail.
All right. Yes.
I'm sorry, folks. I forgot that I needed to share my screen. Here's the thing. Stock gaps, runs up, wedges, but it couldn't get through the prior high to extend the channel. Instead, it went sideways and created a coil pattern right there near the apex. And we call that the apex because it narrows with these two lines. It'll have very low volume. I coined the phrase the low volume ebb. When a stock gets low volume and it ebbs, just like in the ocean tide goes out and then it comes back in, just before it comes back in, you get that second or so where it stalls. It's kind of that's what's called ebb tide. Same thing happens in stocks. It's kind of basically a Mexican standoff between buyers and sellers. They have they're waiting to see who's going to shoot first. And basically, in this case, pop with volume, that's the breakout. And if you take a look at what it did, it immediately went from 34 and change to 36 and change, 2 points in about 20 minutes. It then flagged and never broke support. Notice this is support along here, but it never broke that line. It formed a flag pattern and broke out, second buy signal. And from this point where we bought it at 34.84 to 38 and change, nice day trade. This is one example of the kinds of patterns I look for early on. Now, yes, in this case, we didn't get immediate gratification. And it took a couple, 3 hours, but you weren't stopped out. But if you were patient, you had a good trade that day. 1 second, please. Okay. In the case of ZHNE, I need to check whether or not this is working technically. Are you seeing my screen now for zones ZHNE?
We can see the slide, not okay. The chart.
I'm going to have to do this each time, it looks like. Okay, now you can see zone,
yes.
Correct? Okay, here's a perfect example. And I call this a day trader's dream. Why is it a dream? Because the stock never broke support all day. All you had to do is keep raising your stops. There's the big opening large gap. A lot of people that see a stock go from 4 and open at 440 and then run up immediately to 490. 90 cents, would think, why would I buy this stock? It's already up 90 cents. Well, I always say, wait for the first pullback and see if it holds the opening gap, which it did, and then backed and filled and formed a coil, or a wedge in this case. The volume got very low near the apex and it popped. It had a little mini five-way move, Elliott wave, and pulled back in a nice flag. Broke out of the flag, formed a little pennant, kept going, another one, and at the end of the day, it was 570 from the buy point, about 470. So a dollar on a $4 stock, nice percent move. And look how it never broke the trend line, never broke the prior low, for example, never broke that pullback or that one, or that one, or there, or there, or there. So that's why you could have held the stock all day and sold it into the close and had a very good day. We're going to have to go through some little gyrations here. Okay, so that's some of the examples of what I look for each day. Now, I believe in basic Elliott wave, meaning that stocks tend to move in five waves. By the way, are you seeing my screen on five-wave intraday moves? Anybody?
We're not seeing your screen right now.
Okay. Now?
Yes.
Your presentation. Yeah, the slide.
Right. So what I'm getting at is I believe that in Elliott wave analysis, stocks tend to move in five waves. Up, pullback, another third wave, and pullback in a fourth wave, and then a fifth wave. Here are a few examples of that. I'm not, again, this is logistically going to be a bit of a problem today, but are you seeing my chart or not?
No.
Okay.
Just the slide.
Hang on. Now you should be seeing it.
Yes.
Okay. So in the five-wave Elliott wave move, this is a perfect pattern. It exploded, pulled back and formed the coil, broke out but couldn't get through the high and backed off in very low volume. There's a breakout, and that's where I put a buy on, 956. And within 10 or 15 minutes, it reached 10 and 3 quarters for a buck and a quarter, and I mean in 10, 15 minutes. And then backed and filled and formed a coil and broke out and ran up again. But if you look at the pattern and just say, look at basic waves, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. In the Elliott wave analysis, the fifth wave is often the selling point, and certainly by noon. And the reason I say that, and this is kind of interesting, a lot of people aren't aware of this, the vast majority of institutional traders or large individual traders who trade house accounts or something like that, the vast majority of those guys get paid a percentage of the profits, 10 or 15% of the profits, something of that nature. And so by lunch hour, and they're going out to lunch, they're not leaving this on the table. And it's amazing how often a stock will have a five-wave move into around lunch hour, and it's done for the day. In this case, it pulled down, it bounced, but never really got anywhere. Perfect five-wave advance. So I'm going to move on. Are you seeing my screen that says analyzing early trend development? No, it doesn't look like. Hang on a second.
No, you're not sharing anything right now.
It's okay. I know what to do now. You're seeing it now, I'm sure.
Yeah, now the slide.
Okay. So here's the things we want to look for. I gave you some examples about early chart development. Developing the disciplined, organized, and focused approach is important. One of the things I complain to my traders, and I have several hundred in the room with me, and the beauty of being with thetechtrader.com is that it's a trading room where people share ideas, make comments, and come up with news items. Folks, I'm a technical analyst. I look at technical patterns only when the market's open. If there's the news announcement, of course, but I don't pay attention to fundamentals once the chart starts progressing. In the morning, I'd like to find out why a stock's popping. Is it a biotech phase one or two that is probably going to pop and drop? Or is it a phase three? Or is it an FDA approval? Or is it a major contract or something that either tech stock or biotech stock or any of these volatile stocks are going to trend on? But you have to develop a disciplined, organized, and focused approach. And the way you do that is by subscribing to thetechtrader.com because I do the work. You monitor the early price and volume action closely, very close. Now, when I come on 10 minutes after the opening, folks, and I will show you the early first 10 minutes, including the pre-market. So you can see how the stock progressed, not only pre-market, but how it's looking early on and whether it's trending and extending. There's something called the Worden Brothers Volume Buzz Indicator. This is the most amazing indicator I've ever seen. And only Worden Brothers, which publishes TC2000 or Telechart 2000, indicator shows the amount of volume traded on a stock at any moment in time versus the average volume of that stock over the last 100 days at that same minute or moment in time. It's really amazing. So you can see early on if there's a 3,000, 500,000, 5,000% increase in average volume over the last 100 days. And that's an indicator of high level of interest and activity, which is also is an indicator of potential strong liquidity, which can enable you to get in and out of 5 or 10,000 shares if you're day trading, and it's pretty cool. From that, I usually create a focus list. And now that focus list, which I created pre-market, will have lots of edits on it, meaning I will take some off the list. I will add some new ones on the list because a lot of stocks that we don't see pre-market will suddenly boom at the opening when they weren't doing anything pre-market. And those stocks will also look for the same pop, drop, consolidate, and set up for a trend that day. And there's a description of what it is. And so we want to see a stock that's popping 300 to 500% over the normal average volume. That tells me where money is flowing. Now, my favorite day trading pattern is an intraday rising parallel channel that has high relative volume. That's, to me, the best day trade pattern. I just showed you a couple examples. And I want to see various low volume ebbs. I want to see a stock that pops, consolidates, and and does that kind of work. Now, what do you see on your screen right now? Do you see a chart yet or no?
It's a slide.
Okay, hang on. You should see my chart of Nectar. Is that right? Okay. Is that correct?
Yes, the chart is shown. Okay.
So this is an example. Now, some people say to me, well, Harry, I know you wrote a book and you picked out some charts, but these things are rare occurrences. Guess what? It happens every day, every day. And my job is to find these charts for you so we can trade them. For example, not only do I like Nectar on a daily basis, because this was the biggest swing trade of 2017-18 for me, because literally when it popped through this level right there, broke out above 25, I put a swing trade on it. Went from 25 to 103.96. In 4 months. We got a 300% gain in 4 months. That was one of the best trades I made last year, back in 2017-18. But look what happened since then. Yeah, basic Elliott wave, 1, 2, 3, 4, and then 5 waves down. The fifth wave came on a selling climax, which told me we're near a bottom. It took some time to develop a base. It popped out here. It pulled back in a 3-wave corrective to retest the trend line and the 50-day moving average, which, by the way, if you guys are wondering, I use 20 and 50-day moving average. Some people use 21. It doesn't matter. But the bottom line is, look how it held the 50 and the trend line and then popped and started to move. Yesterday, when I saw the breakaway gap above all of this, and let's drill down to the 1-minute chart, there was the breakaway pop pre-market and a little flag developed. This is where I give everyone a heads up that this is breaking out. And if it pops this little mini pre-market flag, we want to go long. Not only did we get, it went ballistic for literally from 22 to 24 and 36, and I'm talking about 10 or 15 minutes after the opening, maybe half hour. Then it formed a perfect flag. And the easiest way to show you this is here. I recognize this pattern, and I told all my people, if the flag breaks and you're not long, go long. And this is what occurred. Exploded again, and then what did it do? Flagged again. See it? So when a stock starts to show you breakout movement, big volume, look at the volume on the opening right there. That's the opening. This is why I went long, because the volume was so heavy and it was breaking out. It had already broken out of the basic daily pattern here. And then it broke out of this little mini pre-market bull flag or coil, whatever you want to call it. That's when the volume went crazy. It literally went ballistic from 22.48 here to 24.25. So basically $2 in, let's call it 12 minutes. Then this occurred. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 waves, a little mini 5-wave Elliott wave pullback, perfect flag on low volume app. Look at that little red bar there. That's the lowest volume all morning, and it occurred right there on a little bar. This is the breakout bar, and this is the follow-up bar. Many of us bought it around 24, and with 8 or 10 minutes, it was 25.25. Then it formed the flag. I told everybody, stay long or go long, and this is what happened. Now, it popped immediately up to about 25.85 and then hit 25.93. It did back and fill a little bit, backed off, formed the flag, and broke out again. Look at this. And finally got up to, I had a target of 27, the high, 26.93. Folks, do yourself a favor. If you're in my room, don't wait for the last penny. First of all, round numbers, the normal amateur looks for round numbers. The professional trades a few cents below that. 25.95, 25.97, or in this case, it was 25.93. You may have missed it. But if you didn't and you saw it pulling back, you could have sold it there. In my mind, the rest of the day was consolidation. And look at the coil that it formed. You know what that means to me? Look out Monday. And look what did it after hours. It ran up to 27, my target, and change to reach 27.42. And at the close of the after hour trading, it was near the high for the day, finishing at 27.29, up about 5.5 points on a day. And here's what it looks like on a daily. Again, what happened yesterday was significant. And this is what I always look for. Invariably, the vast majority of stocks that have intermediate to long-term moves begin like this. They'll have long-term downtrends. They'll have a selling climax. They'll build a base. They'll break out and break out big time. Not only break out big time on big volume of 11.6 million, the biggest volume on an up day since back here. Now, you see some red bars. Those were down days. But to me, when a stock turns around, we want to see volume on an up day. This one happens to have been a buying climax and a high. This one happens to be a breakout day and what I consider significant. Now, what are all these lines up here? Michael Thompson from Worden Brothers, who I've done webinars and seminars for, was amazed when he saw these lines. He said, where are these lines coming? Especially on a 1-minute chart or 15-minute chart. You'll see these lines. You go back and you can scroll down here and you see all these lines, right? What do you think these lines are? Well, they're there for a reason, because they're resistance or they're prior peaks and things of that nature. My take on Nectar is early next week, it reaches 29, 31 and a half, and then ultimately my swing target is going to be in the mid-30s, maybe 36. So this looks like a 7-8 point, maybe 9 point runner in the next few days and weeks. Now, I'm not saying days, but next few weeks. Again, this is why I say that. Massive decline that took it from the high of 111. That's right. It went from 24 to 111 on my swing trade. And if you look carefully on that, just to divert a minute, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 waves up. 5 waves up and at the top of this channel, and then there's a rollover and there's your breakdown. That's where you should have been stopped at about 80 on the way down if you didn't sell it on the fifth wave. Okay, so back to where we were. Breakout. Not only is this key because it's one of the biggest volume days on a breakout day with a gap, and that gap took out the declining tops line. For me, though, it closing at the high for the day going away tells me this is just the beginning of a move. If it had popped and pulled back and closed there, I'd be more suspect. But the way that closed, with that kind of volume, you know, the higher end of the day, I'd be shocked if this wasn't, you know, 30, 31 in the next few days. We'll see. So biotech, it could fly, and the intraday 1 minute chart was as stellar as you can get. I just wanted to show you some examples. Here's another one. We saw this pop in the morning, right from the get-go. This is 9:30. Exploded and pulled back in a falling wedge. When it broke this little mini inverse head and shoulder right there on volume picked up, seeing how low the volume was, right, it was consolidating in there. When you see a stock break a falling wedge, by the way, falling wedges are bullish in uptrends. They're bearish in downtrends. But when you see a falling wedge and it gets very narrow and quiet and then pops, watch it carefully after that point. When volume comes into it, which was right there, and it popped right there, and that was about $2. Within about 20 minutes, it reached 306. 100% in 20 minutes. Then a flag, then it went higher, then a wedge, then went a little bit higher, then it formed a long 2 hour flag and popped again. And by almost the close, just before the close, the stock traded 445 from where we got in at $2. This is 125% gain in 3.5 hours, 4 hours. And then even then, after hours, the stock just went sideways and held up nicely. So we look at the daily chart and you ask yourself, well, what's significant about this chart? Well, there are some significant levels. You look at this line there, and then you draw some lines across prior peaks. You see that this blew through the declining tops line and a breakaway gap, went up to a double top and blew through that, and went up to this double top and tested it before backing off. That's how you make big money in day trades, by following these intraday little patterns. And I give you guidance all the way. I'm going to tell you right now that you're going to hear from me constantly. Every couple of minutes, I'll be posting something, an opinion, an analysis, some news, something. And then you get dozens and dozens of posts from other people as well. I'm assuming you can you see my website, folks?
We're back at the chart.
Okay, so you cannot see my website. All right, well, I just wanted to give them an example. Let me do this real quickly. No, I'm not going to do it. But here's the bottom line. I need you to come into my site for a couple weeks and check it out for free, no credit card. I think it'll be fun. It incredibly educational and financially rewarding. Another example of a stock that I've been following. This was a swing trade, which turned into a day trade. Let me show you what. A week ago, this stock exploded on big, big volume, relatively. That day traded 551,000. Doesn't sound like that much, but take a look. For a year, this stock never traded more than, you know, maybe 100,000 shares maximum any day. And it was in a big downtrend. See it? From 32 down to $4, $5. One, two, three, four bottoms, a little bit lower low here, and then pop. This pop came on massive news. The news is that China, the government of China approved genetically modified seeds. This is a seed company. That's what they do, GMO seeds. That was significant. When it popped and pulled back here, I put a buyout at 5.75. A week later, it's trading yesterday at 10.73. That's 100% in a week. And it's a major breakout. And it's a game changer. I was told game changer, the stock's going to 15 and 20. So keep an eye on seed going forward as a little tip. RARE, another example of what I look for every morning. I look for a gap, I look for a wedge, or some sort of consolidation pattern. The volume was very, very low because it was pre-market. But once this stock opened, it opens at 49.25. Within 5 or 6 minutes, it was 56. That's a 6-7 point trade in 6 minutes. Then it formed a coil and broke out, and all went all the way up to 58.5. Didn't do anything the rest of the day. Where would you stop something like this? Well, when it pulls back and forms a channel and it breaks, there's a stop there. Half your position, there's a stop here for the rest of your position. I'm a believer, you do not have to enter all at once. You do not have to exit all at once. For example, when the stock popped, I would have bought a half position. And yeah, it ran so fast, I probably would have sold it and not even bought my second hand. Or if I did hold it and it broke out, I might have bought another one quickly and then maybe took a scalp trade. I'm not sure what I would have done, of course. You always have to react. One of the things about trading experience is knowing how to react, not emotionally. I tell people in my room, if you are at your screen, folks, and you hear yourself say the following phrase, go baby go, you hear that expression out of your mouth, sell the stock immediately. And 90% of the time, when you're screaming and yelling at a stock because you're all excited, that's the time to sell because the amateur is buying then and you should be selling. I have a rule of thumb, no cheerleading in my room. I don't want to hear anyone get excited. Stocks are a business. If you treat it that way, you can make a lot of money. Now, here's a great example of a stock that just went ballistic right from the opening. Well, actually, it didn't go ballistic right from the opening. It flitted around, popped. Some of us noticed this little flag in here. I want to point this out. It's very difficult to see, but I want to show you something. This is what it formed right after the opening, after it popped a little bit. And I consider this a little flag. See it? If you scroll back on the chart, you'll see what it looked like in real time. That's what it looked like right there. And when I saw it pop with volume, that's where I said this is a buy. It's probably going to move much higher. Some of us bought it at 11.5 3/4. And it went to 13.5 in 7 or 8 minutes. How about that for a move? And for the rest of the day, here's what it looks like. Notice that it pulled back and held right over near this support for me was right there. It held it, it popped again and went up to 1381 from where we first bought it at around 12. And then it pulled back. And I tell everybody, when you see a stock like this and it's popping like that, take your profits when you can, not when you have to. However, check this out. In reality, in real time, this is what I was looking at. That would be a bulk, folks. And when it's a low VMAP near the apex, you often want to see it pop and go higher. Well, here's what happened. It came down. I told some people in this range, it broke its coil. And this is why I always tell people, do not do anything until the pattern breaks. In this case, it broke down. So what are we looking for now? Looking to see if it breaks down, it has a big follow through. There's one big red bar here and another one there. Not this isn't as big, but it looked to me like that the selling may have been a one seller that took it down. So now we have a falling wedge or flag pattern. Take a look at the move. It basically started right after the opening at around 11. It went up to 1380. So that's $2.80. And the pullback got down to 1243, about $1.40. 50% Fibonacci retrace right there. Here's what happened after the Fib retracement was held and started to bounce. It retested it. It got very quiet near the apex. Look how low the volume is. See it? When you see that, wait for the breakout. In this case, there it is. To me, that's the first breakout. The volume picked up a little. I want to see evidence that it's going to take that double top out, which is a key resistance. Why? Because all these lows in there and this double top in there tells me that 1290 is resistance. If I see volume pick up across 1290, I'm going long. Boom. Look at the volume pick up. Now what? Flag. Test the moving average. This is a flag pattern. Now what? Pop. Look at the volume pick up. Little pullback right after the pop. Now what? Retest this high here, 1346. But technically, if we're looking at this breakout, we wrote it at 1295 or 13, and it's already up to 1346. What are we doing now? Well, either you sold some here or you didn't, and now we're waiting to see whether this holds, and my stop is being raised now to under 1280.83. Under that level, I'm out. Testing, pullback. Everybody panics, but it didn't break support yet, did it? It was a 1 minute pullback. Now what? Holding it again. Breakdown. Or is it? Well, so what it did is it had a nominal break, and this is why I always encourage everybody, don't put your stops a penny or so below that support level. Always give it a little leeway. Here's secondary support. That little pullback after it broke out, and there and there. Now, it's key for me to stop it under 1265, and I told everybody that. Boom. Let's retest the high. The market's closed already. So, basically, at 4 o'clock, it closed near the upper end of the range. Big day on 4.6 million, up 18%. But, in after hours trading on Friday, it popped again. It got up to 1413. So, this is just an example of yesterday. And it formed a bull coil. Maybe Monday, that popped and run some more. MBOT, it's a mini intuitive surgical type stock. Look at that pop. Now it popped here and pulled back and then flittered away for months. Is it going to do the same? I think not this time. I'm looking at if this opens strong, it's going to 20. There's a lot of room between 13 and 20, folks. Watch this one on Monday. Revance. In the pre-market action, it popped and formed a little wedgie. See it? Technically, that's the wedge right there. When it opened, it exploded, formed a little flag, popped again, formed the coil. Most of us didn't go long until it broke here and or broke there. But bottom line is, either way, if you were in around 18, 18 and a quarter, by the end of the day, it was 1980. So, you know, $1.60, not a bad trade. That's about 8% trade. And this is just yesterday. I'm showing examples from yesterday. One connect popped and formed a beautiful coil. I told my people, this coil, look at the apex. You see these four or five little bars? Like, almost not trading. And that one little pop there, that's where I put a buy on it at 14.75, and it popped and formed a little mini wedge, which is an indication it's going higher. When you see a consolidation pattern that looks like that, and after a volume comes in and it forms this little wedgie, look what happens during the wedge. The volume came down again. There are no sellers in the stock. It's going higher. Pop breaks out again, goes through 15, and within minutes, it's 15.87. Now, I spent the next 4 hours consolidating it into the close, so it didn't do much the rest of the day, and it didn't give me my five waves. It gave me 1, 2, 3, and 4, so maybe on Monday you'll see more. Here's what it looks like on a daily chart. Always consider that this is extremely overbought. But look at the momentum on this stock. We're talking 10 to almost 16 in 5 or 6 days. Well, I want to buy the stock only on a minute by minute intraday day trade based on momentum alone, perhaps Monday. But the key was we made this pop run and tight coil a buy right there. And it worked out very well and quickly and nice. BTAI popped, coiled. Low volume up near the apex, right there. Folks, I can't tell you how many times this works over and over and over again. And then it popped literally from 1270 to 1444, $1.75 in 15, 20 minutes, coiled in an ascending bull coil. An ascending bull coil looks like this, meaning the bottoms are ascending, but the tops are flat. And once that flat top takes out, it's taken out. It usually pops. Sure enough, it popped 1450 and went up to 1520. So 70 cents there as well, even if you held it without selling any of it here. But folks, here's a great rule of thumb. You run up sharp like that, you take half off the table, take a third off the table, hold it, put a stop on the, you see it pull back and pop. That's where my stop is now, under 1380. That's my stop. It never violated. Over the next hour or two, it got up, it got very quiet, and now check this out. Look at this trading in here. Almost not at all. Very quiet volume. As soon as it popped, it was an indication it could break out. Certainly that broke it out, and then it pulled back out into close. But either way, it was a good day trade. La Jolla Pharmaceuticals, for example, had a beautiful close the day before, and in the morning it pulled back down. So for me, your support was around there. In the morning, it popped up and pulled back and formed a very tight coil and broke out there. And then it coiled again and broke out, and it just kept going all day. That stock was up 14%. 60 is a stock we had from a couple of days ago. This is one of my current swing trades. That's a breakaway gap above the 50. Look at the volume. I think this goes higher. Watch 60 next week, because if this stock gets to 1140, it's going to explode to 13. At 213, there's no overhead resistance. They just came out with 129% revenue increase for the quarter. Something big there. Here's a stock on my top 30 pick list for next year, Ballard Power. Yeah, I know, it's one of those fuel cell stocks. Check this out. Highest level reached since 2006. That's a 14-year high. So when a stock does that and takes out the 2014 high, you can assume that when enough momentum occurs on this one, that 13, 14, 15, up in that zone might be possibilities. Up there, that's my swing target. Especially now that it broke out on Friday with that kind of volume. Now, yes, it's overbought, but when you see a stock trending on a 45-degree angle and then it accelerates, that off acceleration may be a blow-off phase. That blow-off phase can go on for a couple weeks. So keep an eye on BDP going forward as well. Here's another top 20 pick, MAXR. Look at that drop. 67 to 395 and a massive decline. Formed a slow rising channel. This little flag or consolidation coil, when it broke out there, I put a swing on at 12. It's now 20. It looks to me like 28, even 35 could be had over the next weeks and months. Here's one I saw on my top list too. Look at the long base. First of all, a big uptrend pullback and then this. Notice that it bottomed in that zone and then retested it there. After forming a declining top line and rising bottom line, a coil developed. This broke out right there at about 945 and within a couple weeks was trading at 15 or near it. And then formed a perfect bull coil. Notice that this line never got broken and it broke out. Last week when it broke out about 14, I put a day trade and swing trade on it and it went up to 17 and a quarter. My target now, 19 and 23 going forward. Now, I'm going to show you a stock that's under $2, folks, that I am personally picking as my chart of the year out of all those stocks. Why? Because I think it has 500 to 1,000% potential. It's called Milestone Scientific, MLSS. Now, check this out. Here's a stock that was trading up in the 4 range. And before that, you saw it several times up at 4. But with what's going on in the company and what I'm seeing technically, base, breakout, run-up, I think the stock has so much potential. 3, 4, 5, near-term. And on an intermediate basis, if we get through the $4 range, I think the stock could be double that in the $8, $9, $10 range. I think it's just beginning its move. Lots of good things happening internally, but that doesn't matter. So technically, that's as good as it gets. Now, I got this from one of my institutional sources, who is the same source as this stock here, APPS, which I got at $1.15, $1.20 here when it broke out. And we rolled that all the way up to $7.89 in that range where before we exited. Now, it made a higher high, and it still looks good. But if you look at this chart back here, right about there, it's the same chart as this chart, MLSS. See it? I think this has got momentum up, and look at the underlying technicals confirming the trend. That's my pick of the year. A little bonus for our listeners today. Just to review some more stocks. We don't have a lot of time, but I do want to go over some other things that I'm liking a lot right now. Fulgent Genetics, a biotech stock that I think has huge potential. Now that it's near its all-time high, this could be 15, 20, 25 in the next year, 13 to 87. Right? Another one that's very similar is a base breakout retest. Explode, consolidate for 6-8 weeks, 2 months. There's your breakout day. There's another little wedgie. There's a pop in the low. Large wedge is forming now that's holding support in the trend line with really good technicals. So SEAC going forward, 6, 7.5, 8. And look where this stock was in 2013. It was trading in the 15 range. That's my target. Ultimately, I'm looking at 300% for sea change in the next year or so, something like that. Now, some people here are traders and they don't have the patience. Some are very good with long-term plays. I think it's a great long-term play. And by the way, Nectar, which I told you about earlier, I think is going to be a great long-term play this year with this breakout. A few more ideas. Here's a very interesting idea. Bizarre action, technically. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 waves down and retest, and then the move up with a consolidation pop. There's a company going public that has eight or 10 times the valuation of this stock, but this is undervalued, and that's why it's moving up. The IPO will be coming shortly, but with momentum here, I know it looks like it's overbought, but I'm thinking $14 on a near-term basis. Excuse me. Here's a really interesting company called Avita Medical that I think has got huge potential. If it gets over this area here, this is a $13 stock, maybe 20 in the next weeks and months. Here's one of my swing trades recently, one of my best swing trades in the last few weeks. When it broke out right there and formed a little flag, we went long. It then formed the coil and I said, stay long. Formed another falling pattern and it kept going. Now it's been in a my target was 11. We reached 1095 from a day trade, a swing trade in around the $4 level. So we went up 150%. 10% in literally in about 7 or 8 days. Look at his daily chart and look at the momentum on this thing. And what is it forming now? That's a bull wedge. And what's going on at the apex of the bull wedge? A low volume end. So I can only tell you that it, even though it's overbought and it's gone from a buck and a half to 11, that this stock could be 15, 20, or 25 or something big going on. And I don't know what it is. And I don't really care fundamentally, quite frankly. Everyone gets, why is the stock up? You know what the answer is? More buyers than sellers. It doesn't matter why it's up. It matters what the charts are telling you. And you can see from this when a stock pop. And by the way, bullish action is as follows. Up on big volume, pull back on low volume. Pop up on big volume again, pull back on low volume. Pop up on big volume, consolidate on low volume. That tells me this is not done yet. Where's your stop? Under that zone, 6.25 or 1/2 area. I know it's a long way from 8:15. You may want to drill down a 15-minute chart to get a better picture. But for me, that's why I sit through under there. If it breaks this coil that it's developing right now, this coil, as early as Monday, and gets above 9.25, this could fly. 11, 14, 18, 20. I'm not sure where this goes. It doesn't matter. I'm not going to predict where it's gonna, stock's going to go. I'm only going to tell you from looking at a pattern that's developing, it needs to be watched very carefully, because if this pops on Monday, and especially if it takes out 9, it can go flying to 11, 14, 16, etc. That's one of my picks. INMD was one of my other really good picks this year. As it popped, pulled back and flagged, we put a buy on it. It popped again and pulled back and retested. And when it broke out there, right there that day, 27 and change, I put a swing trade on it. And within a month, it went 27 to 58, 31 points in a month. Now, when a stock goes up that much, you'll often see these consolidation pullbacks. Check out the breakout Thursday and Friday, and the volume was big both days. And yes, it pulled back after getting above the 50, closed just below the 50. But watch INMD going forward, because I can tell you right now, over 45 and a half, this is a $54 stock. And if it blows through there, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the fifth wave might take you up to 65 or more. Interesting chart. I look for long-term patterns as well, folks. I don't ignore them. Here, take a look at this. So here's a stock called Digi International. It had a 5-wave move, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 waves down to 2002. And then exploded literally from a buck and a half to 17. Between 2002 and 4. And then it took, and the reason I'm telling you this, it took 15 years of going sideways. Now, by the way, Microsoft did this too, back in here. Look what happened to Microsoft once it broke out above that 15-year pattern right there. You could have bought it anywhere in that zone between 38 and 49, and within 3 years, watched it go to 161. I think the long-term bases are important. In the case of Digi, it's one of my top 30 picks for this year, and the reason is simply technical, that after a consolidation from 2005 to 2000 and the end of 2019, we're talking almost 15 years of basing, the stock popped. And now it's forming a wedge. Here's a weekly. See that wedge? Let's go daily. Pop, falling pattern. It popped again with good volume, but it couldn't follow through. There was a seller there, right there. See that volume bar? That brought it down. It's now wedging in this pattern. I'm not sure if it holds or not, but I can tell you can put a stop under 16.75, and you're at, which is pretty tight, or half there and half under 16, because the gap is at 16 and the pullback low is 16.75. If it's going to move, it might be changing its angle already, which means it's accelerating. And if it accelerates in this angle, check this out. And that's your rising channel, and it's right near the bottom. It's also near the 50. It's also near lateral support. This has got a lot of potential if it goes. Initial target, 19. Secondary target, 22. Beyond that, 25 or better. We'll see. Bottom line is the setup is there. The setups don't always work, but they're there. Here's the biggest Chinese coffee company called Luckin. We did great with this stock. First of all, when it popped here, we did a swing trade on it. This one, we had a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 wave Elliott wave pullback. Got very quiet at the low volume ebb right near the apex. It broke away gap. Breakaway gap formed the flag. You see this little flag? And look what happened at the apex of that flag. Very low volume there. So typical. And this is on an hourly chart. This is an hourly chart. But when I see that flag break out, that's where I put a swing on it. And that was at 21 and a half. Within hours, it was 30 hours. It then pulled back, made it higher high, and then went sideways for 3-4 weeks. Broke out again. There was a swing trade there. I pulled back and tested, and it exploded and reached 47 from my original pick at 22. And that took a couple months. Here's your daily chart. If you connect the lows and the highs, you'll see this actually blew through the top of the channel, but it got to the longer term channel top. So for me, it's exit stage left, especially on a stock that went 17 to 47, 30 points in 2 months. Now, it doesn't mean it can't be this kind of momentum, but it'll be 55, 60, or 70. But I choose to sell a stock that does this because invariably it's going to pull back and consolidate. Now, if it pulls back in the 39, 40 range or forms a flag here. Yeah, I go long again for breakout into 50, but that's my take. Now, since we're close to running out of time, what I really want to do, folks, you've got a flair for what I do, how I do it, what my analysis techniques are. I do encourage you to go to Barnes & Noble or Amazon.com and check out my book, Profitable Day and Swing Trading by Harry Boxer. It's really easy layman's reading, and people who have read it told me they've read it 5 times and they keep adding to their knowledge. Along with being in my room for a couple weeks for free and reading that book, the worst case scenario is, number one, you will learn something. Number two, you might make money. Okay. And number three, worst case scenario, you're going to get a free 2-disc DVD set on day and swing trading from me, regardless of whether you sign up permanently. It's just, if you come in and sign up for free, you'll get that. So here, go to my site. And I think you can see this. I hope you can. There's my training room.
You're still showing your chart.
Okay. Hang on a sec. You'll see my right?
Yes.
This is thetechtrader.com. If you go right in the front there, it says, just put in your name, email address, choose a password, try it free for 15 days. Free. No credit card, nothing. Just sign up. And even if you don't trade, just observe for 2 weeks. And I think you'll be really amazed. And here's a list of some of my swing trades from last year that did very well on a short-term basis, between 30 and 104%. Every day I put out a video at night called The Charts of the Day. Every weekend I do a weekend webinar for about an hour where I go over 100, 150 charts, and I go over the indicators and technicals and give you a flair for where the market's at. You compare following week. So I work hard. I put a lot of work in. I love doing this stuff, folks. Even at 73, I got a lot of energy, and I'll be here a lot more years, hopefully, God willing, as they say. But for now, I'd like to take some questions from you guys, and we'll go with that. Anybody have any questions about any individual stocks that they're curious about?
Harry, there is one question. One of the traders was asking, does this strategy work into the Forex market?
In what?
Does your strategy work for the Forex market?
Well, I don't know, because I don't use it for Forex. But it does work on the short side, I can tell you that.
Okay. Jamini is asking, how can you find these types of stocks?
Say again, how what?
How can you find these types of stocks?
You don't need to do anything except subscribe to my service for free. I mean, for free for 2 weeks and for a really small amount every month. But you can find them by, if you read my book and know my techniques, then you can find them. But the bottom line is certain stocks that are gapping in the morning, pre-market, with big news, if they're breaking out across key trends, then perhaps you're going to be getting some really good trading ideas. I can, you know, if you want to answer a question that took me 50 years to develop, in a few seconds, I can't do it. Sorry about that. Any other questions?
Okay, if we have and this is the last question, if we have a little bit of time, some chart requests, please analyze the size, IWM, Intel, Amazon, Facebook, and NVIDIA.
This is from one person?
Yes.
I think
but we have one more request for AMRN.
So yeah, I like it.
Okay. As much as we can cover.
Okay, so IWM. Here's what I'm seeing. IWM. A V bottom with a platform that took almost 8 months to develop and a breakout, and then it moved higher. The angles change a little bit. It's not quite the same angle. I want to show you some. Tom DeMarc once taught me, never draw a trend line off the spike low. Always draw it after pullback. So, and technically, this is the real true trend on the IWMs. IWM, which is, by the way, the ETF for the Russell 2000. So to me, it's in an uptrend. If I'm long the IWM, I stay long. I will tell you this: your support is a recent pullback low at 163.5. If it takes that out, this is the big one. Why do I say that? Because then the trend line's broken, lateral price is broken. In my mind, I'm stopping half my position out under 163. I'm stopping the rest under 161.75. Because this pullback low, 161.91, and the 50-day moving average at 161.89 tells me that if it goes under 161.75, it's going to plunge with the rest of the market. Now, there's a triple top as well. If it gets over 167, my target's 170 and 173. That's my take on the IWM. What were the other symbols, Annika?
SPY okay, is one of them.
Yeah. The
SPY? Okay. Well, the SPY is simply even better. If you look at the first pullback low and draw your lines off the low, this is your rising channel. If you draw lines across the tops, isn't it amazing how often stocks and indexes will form perfect rising channels? So what would I do on this one? 100% stop and go short SPY under 320. It's a long way from here. And my target is 330, maybe 330.5 short term. Simply because we're looking at channel top, channel bottom, and lateral price support. For about 6 sessions, the stock couldn't get under 320 with support. So if it breaks 320, it's probably going to 315 to test not only the 50-day moving average, but the double top right there. So my targets are 320 and 315 on the downside and 331 on the upside. Next symbol?
AMZM, Amazon.
Amazon's a laggard. Now, I know recently it looked pretty good, but if you take a look at all Microsoft, Apple, Google, and some of the big NASDAQ generals, they've all made higher highs. This has not. Now, it doesn't mean it can't. There's lots of lines out here, folks. Forgive me. But you can see it recently broke out. But I would be suspect. I'm not so sure Amazon's going to see its all-time high anymore. It might if the market blows off, may double top. But I don't like the action on Amazon at all. Friday, for example, down 18 points. There's two places to keep your stops on Amazon. 1860 is support. 1832 is support. Under 1832, I'm out. Probably under 1860, half my position. If it takes out 1918, then it's going to test this gap up here, in my opinion. That comes in about 1947.8. That's my target. Resistance 1920, target 1947.8, support 1860 and 1830. Next symbol?
Yeah, I think we're pretty much out of time now. So if you want to do it in kind of closing statement, and then
Bryce can do his here's the bottom line. You guys basically can come into my site for free for 2 weeks. I suggest you do that. You have nothing to lose, not even a credit card number. So come join us. I think you'll find some brilliant traders in my room. And there's another guy in my room that I trust with my life who takes over when I'm not there, who's as good as I am. So you have backing, you have brilliance, you have some real educated people in trading, and you get some great ideas, both day trading and swing trading. If you're not comfortable with day trading, or you can't day trade because you're working, or you just can't pay attention to it, go with my swing trades. Most of them have done very well. Recently, with the market it is, I'm starting to get stopped out, which also tells me I think we're near a market top here. Historically, when the markets had big Decembers and then blew into January, by the 8th, 10th, 12th, which is right around where we are now, the market peaks out and pulls back for 2-3 weeks at least. So be careful going forward next week. But momentum, the trend is your friend, and momentum is strong. So individually, again, never trade a stock or sell stock because you think the market's going down. Maintain our patterns and always pay attention to support, resistance, trend lines, and moving averages, and you'll be fine. Thanks for being here, everybody. Look forward to seeing you in my room. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Harry.